Mishnah says, Ali Betolim of Zeh Betolim. This is a Mishnah discussing how to measure the volume of a fruit or vegetable. We're talking about a volume that has cavities inside of it. So, like the leaves of an onion, or like the leaves are, you look at, you see it on a scallion, the leaves of a scallion are hollow. And the Zeh Betolim is also the center of the onion, sometimes has a cavity in it. So, if it's full with some type of liquid, then it's time for Moshe Haim. We look at it as one unit, and we measure the volume by the outside volume. And if it has a cavity in it, the mass is a hole. You have to flatten or crush that cavity, and then you measure by that. You don't take the air space into account as far as the shear is concerned. That's one halacha. And the second is patuskinin, is a spongy bread. Every bread has a certain air spaces inside of it. It says mishtaaretz kemoishahu. If it has a small ear pocket that any piece of bread has or a sponge cake has, then we measure it the way it is. In the yeshvam cholol, but if it has a big bubble inside of it, then a mass of the cholol, then you have to crush that cholol. This is also nagel alachal amayt, the measuring shiurim. For example, matzahs or bread for kezayis when you want a bench. We take into account the air spaces, but if there's a bubble, if your matzah has a bubble inside of it, aside from other issues, you can't count that entire bubble as the shear. But the regular air space that you have in food naturally is included in the shear. But the egel shenitfah of da skena shenitmais, the meat of a young cow which that's swollen up, and the nail is larger than. When you cook it, it gets swollen up and it's larger than its original shear, or it's canish in its might, or meat of an old cow which was cooked in a fashion that it shrunk. As far as the shiurim, we measure the weight is presently. If it's got swollen, we go by and now it's more than a kibetz, we should have more than a kibetz. If it's shrunk to less than a kibetz, we should have less than a kibetz.